From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hi, Troy.
Hello, how are you?
Happy Thursday morning. Thanks for coming in again, as you always do this time of the week. And you've got some music for us. It looks to me like you've got some records for us.
We do have some records. Should we just hit straight into it, or do we address...
A bit of lively banter if we want, about tugboats or something? Or?
Well, no, not lively banter. There was somebody's asked a question.
Someone's coming. Question for Troy. Thanks for not thinking I'd know the answer. It turns out I did. Why do they call vinyl wax, Troy?
Well, why do you say, Mike?
Well, I believe that's what the original phonograph recorder for sound or audio recordings were done on a wax cylinder, weren't they?
Correct.
And
yes.
And then, of course, the moulds for what we call vinyl were made from wax, aren't they? Is that right?
Originally, the lacquer is, yeah, before the plates are stamped, yes. So, well, then, whether they're made from wax or whether they were once made from wax, I think is
once made right. From wax, I'm probably sure, yeah. Yep. Wax is so cool,
isn't it?
Yeah. Wax was the media that took the original sound waves in the wax cylinder. There you go.
There you are.
Thanks, Google.
And along with
Audio Karma forums, actually.
alongside that, I just want to bring up something. In 1950, there was introduced for home recorders, it was the wire recorder.
How did that work?
Well, it was exactly the same as a magnetic tape, but instead of a magnetic tape, it was a wire, like thinner than a guitar string, and you'd record onto the wire. Exactly the same, yeah.
But it sounded fat.
It sounded exactly...
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, not recorded onto wire or perhaps even onto a wax cylinder is this record that I've brought in right here. This is the third solo record by a man called Idris Muhammad.
I know of the name. I know that he is a collaborator with many fine people, as is suggested on the cover of this album. Idris Muhammad, Power of Soul, with arranged and conducted by Bob James. It's got names like Grover Washington Jr., Bob James, Ralph McDonald, Joe Beck, Gary King, Randy Brecker, and a picture of Idris Muhammad there on the cover. An unusual picture of him on the back. Very unusual picture of him on the back.
Turn This Mother Out was re-released last year. We brought that in. Of course, yes. Do you remember?
I do remember that. That's what year that's from.
That was an even closer photo of Idris Muhammad's face.
Wearing sunglasses. You were impressed by his sunglasses,
yes,
remember?
Yes. He's not wearing sunglasses there, though.
No, he's not. Now, Idris Muhammad in the 1960s was going under a different name, Leo Morris, and he was actually the longtime drummer for both Lou Donaldson on Blue Note and Pharoah Sanders. And
so he knows his chops.
He does. He was like a jazz drummer. However, this here was released originally on the Kudu label, which was part of CTI, Creed Taylor's label. Now, Creed Taylor, by the 1970s, had decided that jazz really had to be pushed into the pop realm, as in people should still be listening and people should still be buying it. And so on his main label, CTI, a lot of stuff was, he would get, in this case here, Bob James, into make string arrangements and orchestrate things. And it was possibly a little bit, I don't know, in some ways you could listen to it and go, that's a little bit cheesy. The Kudu label, which was one of his sub-labels, this is the one where he thought, well, soul jazz did not finish in 1963. Let's do a 1970s style of soul jazz. And I think this Idris Muhammad Power of Soul is a particularly good example of the Kudu sound. Only four tracks on it.
I'm a sucker just for that font, that Cooper Black font.
Think it's good?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty good too.
Always love that.
Yep. On this, you've already mentioned who plays on it, but you didn't mention that it was recorded at Rudy Van Gelder studio, by Rudy Van Gelder.
No, I didn't mention that, because I didn't know that.
Okay, well, yeah. It's because you didn't read it on the back, you only read it on the front.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
Right. I suppose I was freaked out with that odd picture of him with a piece of toilet paper on his face or whatever he's got going on there.
That's his face is, like, missing, Sarah.
It's called... is that the World Trade Center?
Yeah, I think it could well be, actually.
What?
So we have two photos.
The Twin Towers.
One on top of the other. Idris in front of the Twin Towers, and the other, his face has gone, disappeared from in between the towers.
Is that the original artwork?
It is, yeah. The only difference
is... That's pretty out of it, isn't it?
The original was in yellow, and this picture here was much bigger. This was the original UK.
I guess I'm more interested in him being a, obviously, a... a man of the Muslim persuasion. Would that be correct?
Well, he was, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, and then it's an interesting picture of him in between the Twin Towers with his face missing.
Oh,
yeah.
don't jump to that.
I'm just saying, that's interesting.
It's a long time before that sort of carry on.
And you could just say interesting, isn't it?
Idris Muhammad was based in New York.
Yeah. If you are on a computer right now, look up the covers of Idris Muhammad's albums. They're very crunchy close-ups of the man's face.
And it's funny because he's not what you would call like a teen idol material, really, is he?
Maybe that's why. Maybe he sees things in his face that no one else does, and it's a way of highlighting that. I don't know. You know, faces are out of it, man.
Out of it.
You can actually see all windows if you look closely here in the photograph of Idris. It's all windows.
He is the city. The city is him.
That's right.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, someone's just texted and get a life. And I don't know who that was about.
Probably one of us.
Probably me.
Probably me.
Specify, would you, texter?
So, Parasol.
But then also think about the fact that you're at home texting someone to get a life on the radio. It's kind of...
Just look up Idris Muhammad instead.
Yeah.
Idris.
Or change stations.
Power of Soul. The title track of this album is one we're going to hear. Now, it is a cover of the tune by Jimi Hendrix. Parasol being on, what was that one with her Buddy Miles? Band of Gypsies.
Which would be, when did that come out?
That would have been 2-3 years before this.
Love the way they did that back then.
Recognise the riff already?
Locked me right in for us from the start. That is. That's right. It's awesome.
Remember, Idris, as the band leader, is in fact the drummer. He's driving everything from the rear.
It's a full band too. There's everything in there, isn't there?
Very sampled, this gent, isn't he?
He is, yeah. I think when we did Could Heaven Ever Be Like This, there was about 5 songs, I think.
Yeah.
What's this track called?
Power of Soul.
Power of Soul. Tracks on the album?
Four. All long.
And they're all just sort of instrumental jams, no vocals?
No vocals. The vocals didn't come in with Idris's stuff till that the disco-y era that Turn This Mother Out.
Turn This Mother Out. I love that. And everyone's having a really good go today.
Now, this is the album was recorded in 1974, but at the time Idris was on tour with Roberta Flack. He was Roberta Flack's drummer. So, and he's the guy that you hear on those tunes like. That's a big one. Killing Me Softly, Idris plays on that.
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
Anyway, he was on tour with her, and Craig Taylor said, "Look, we need an album from you." They had 2 days off in New York. He called up these other musicians, went into the studio. He said, I don't have any songs. What have you got?
For my album.
Yeah. And so you have, it doesn't actually say who does here, but I mean, the Parasol, it was a Jimmy one. Peace of Mind, I think, I think Peace of Mind was actually a Grover Washington one. But yeah, they came in and they knocked this album out in 2 days.
Wow.
This, what we're hearing now, the final album version of Power of Soul, this is the second take they did.
Shut up.
Yeah, second take.
It's so in the pocket. That's right in the desk.
No overdubs either.
Wow, that's amazing. That's an amazing tune. That's an amazing tune. Thank you, Troy.
So, Idris Muhammad Parasol. Remember, people, Idris Muhammad is also the guy that did that records, for goodness sake, Shake Those Tasty Cakes.
Oh, is that right? He shook the top, of course.
He also has a song called S-E-X.
He didn't do one like that, did he?
He did.
Oh, my goodness.
The lyrics are particularly...
sexy?
It's something like, just don't think about it that much. It's fine. Guys, it's fine. Just don't think about it.
Actually, I was going to say...
Who put this on? Oh, that's a great tune. That's great. That's Power of Soul by Idris Muhammad.
Yep.
Off a vinyl, 180-gram vinyl. That was a re-release, obviously.
Yep, re-released.
Who unreleased it in the first place? They should be shot.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
why would something like that go out of print?
What's been better than that?
So.
Awesome.
That's
awesome.
On the shelves. Is it now or tomorrow? I'm going to say it's on the shelves today.
All right. And put yourself in the mix there. And on CD as well, for those people who don't have a vinyl player?
Not on this particular mastering of it.
Sorry. Okay. Yep. All right.
Moving on. I'm not sure. Should we do this one next or should we do this one? What do you think?
Let's do Michel Mabel.
Michel?
Yep, you want to do Michel Mabel? Michel Indigacello.
I do like Michelle Indigacello. Now, is this a reissue?
Yes, that is her first album.
I love this album!
1993, Plantation Lullabies.
I can't remember what the song was that I really liked off it, but I love this album when it came out. Why can't I remember it? Here, I'll pass it back over to you. Interesting album cover there. It's on the 180-gram classic album, it says there.
Now, two vinyls.
Double vinyl. We've got that.
Now, that which only ever came out like that as a promo, I think. There was a European pressing of it where they like jammed all the 14 tracks onto two sides, so it didn't like sound fantastic. The promo of it sounded much better, and that's the way they've re-released it. If that's your boyfriend, he wasn't last night. Is that what you were thinking, Mike?
Such good songs.
Were you thinking?
I think so, yeah. I just all I remember is being in love with that album, and I can't remember what song, unfortunately.
I'm Digging You Like an Old Soul Record?
No.
Or was it some of the real political stuff, Soul on Ice, on this? Her outspoken policy, race politics at the time.
What year did it come out?
1993.
Yeah, that would be about right. Yep.
She was she smashed down people like Public Enemy and these other ones that you hold up as being the political ones. Her politics were...
Shut up. I love Public Enemy.
But yeah. 1993, I'm talking.
Yeah.
Right. By then they were...
Another summer.
1993. Yeah.
That's a funky drum.
She'd come from Washington, D.C., right?
Yep.
She was a bass player, mainly. And
she's an amazing bass player.
Incredible. Now, she played in some of the go-go bands around Washington. Now, it's only people of a certain age who remember what go-go was. It could have been, like, the biggest wave of music in the 1990s, but for some reason it didn't really make it out. You know what I'm talking about, Mike? Trouble, so. Funk, etc.
Yeah, just that sort of
soul and hip hop and live.
And then I think maybe they started being called Black Fusion and stuff like that, and they didn't really work.
That's so, right. Yeah.
Yeah, it was hard to pigeonhole something.
Any artists you can think of that the listeners might know?
Trouble Funk, I would say, is the one that people would remember mostly. I don't know. There was also a story that Michelle was briefly in Living Colour, although I can't remember if I read that as a joke or something. But no, I think she might have been.
Yeah, I think maybe she did some stuff with Vernon Reid. Is it Vernon Reid from Living Colour?
Yeah. Now, this record here, she was one of the first signings to Madonna's Maverick label.
That's right. Remember? She was too.
And if you think, oh, Madonna's label, that can't have been very good. You remember that Bad Brains were signed to Maverick.
There's one thing Madonna's always been good at is...
surround yourself with really cool people.
Yeah.
If she's feeling like she's lacking in something, she'll go and try and find the most out there or the most controversial, or doesn't always work in her own particular reinvention, but...
What about when she pissed Britney that time?
On was it on Bedtime Stories, Michelle Angelo's on that, and she does a rap on it, which was originally Tupac.
Really?
But I think, because Madonna and Tupac had dated, and possibly they'd broken up, or possibly he'd been arrested, something like that. His rap was removed, hers was put on. Anyway, let's talk about this record more. The scope of this record is amazing. If someone came into the shop and brought this up to Karen and said, is this an R&B record? I don't know what I'd say. If they said, is this a soul record? I really don't know what I'd say. The scope is really wide. And because of that, the one that I've chosen to play from this is the one is one which just isn't echoed anywhere else on the record. It's kind of the sort of thing that you were hearing Guru's Jazzmatazz doing at the time. But instead of sampling... Michelle got Jerry Allen to play the piano and Joshua Redman to play tenor sax. You haven't heard them yet.
Confused. She's the only thing that clouded by illusions. The pain of everyday life is hidden in the blackness of our skin. He searches to find peace within. He finds love in the blackness of our skin. Step into the projects where I found love. Step into the projects where I found love.
Sort of reminds me of a couple of nights, some of the better nights of Course Celeb.
Step into the projects where I found love. By the violence outside my window, project aristocrats gather, realizing that their hearts and minds shock about the lies. But he finds peace when he looks into our eyes. See her blackness is fine, the blackness of her skin, the blackness of her mind.
So 93 this came out?
1993. It doesn't really sound like it's 25 years ago, but that's possibly only because we both heard it in 93. I don't know about you, Sarah. You did say Dad liked it.
Yeah. Hi, Dad.
Oh, still can't remember the tunes that you really liked.
No, I can't. I just remember loving that album.
That's Your Boyfriend was the single, wasn't it?
It was. And you think back that it was a smash, but I don't know if it really was a smash. But it was definitely the single. So was Dreadlock. It was another single. And there was probably even another one.
Who is? I know she's been working at the. Who's the artist that did a song called Tightrope?
When?
Recently? No. I can't remember.
Okay, do you want to talk about the production?
Not Janelle Monáe.
Yeah. Did she do some stuff with Janelle Monáe recently or something?
It's possible.
I know. Maybe I'm just.
She's worked with all kinds of people, hasn't she? Yeah. The production on this record, it's a. Co-produced by Michelle and David Gamson from Scritti Politti.
From Scritti Politti, yeah, sure. Just everything's there, so everything's so nice and presented, you know? Awesome. All right, so that's Michelle Nedoncello.
Nedoncello.
Plantation Lullabies, her debut album, out on 2LP. And that's out now.
I think that's a must for any collector, that one.
Pretty much is, isn't it? You'd forgotten about it too, hadn't you?
I know. How exciting. To I'll have to revisit that. Excellent. Now what have you got for us, Troy?
Well, here's something which is not a reissue. This is something which is brand new by Kurangabin.
Kurangabin! What do we know about Kurangabin?
Well...
Cows on the cover.
Yep. What's the name of the album?
Con Todo El Mundo.
Right, and what's the name of the band?
Kurangabin.
Right, so you will know immediately that they are from Texas, United States of America.
Exactly, yeah. Yep. Limited edition colour vinyl, off-white, number 502 of only 2,000.
Off-white?
Off-white.
Now, not what I thought they looked like either when I turned it over. What the hell would you even... Okay, when's this from?
It comes out
tomorrow. Well, that's
tomorrow.
Even more weird. Okay, right.
Now, Kurangabin from Texas, it was about 2 or 3 years ago now their debut came out, and... It was odd in that they were, you know, the whole thing where they would have gone on the radio and people said, well, how would you describe your music? And they'd be going, well, and they'd go, well, what are your influences? And they'd be going, well, we were listening to these cassette tapes of like sort of surf funk from Thailand. And we thought, so it's like
is
that kind of thing.
Is their name Thai?
It is a Thai word. I don't know what it means. But Kurangabin, and that record actually did really well. This one here sees them picked up for Europe and for this part of the world by Nighttime Stories, which, as we know, is the other side label of Late Night Tales.
Cool.
So you can immediately think, right, they're going to have a vibe.
Yep.
And they do.
This hard to tell what the vibe is from the silhouette picture of cows on the cover or the... three particularly funky individuals on the back.
Yeah, we have a Anglo-American, a Mexican-American, and African-American.
There's a definite Karen O vibe as well.
You think? Oh, the haircut, maybe, yeah.
Sassy hair and good costume.
Yeah, you're right. So they're from, I think, Houston, Texas.
Okay. And song titles? Well, I didn't read those out. Perhaps you can give me a couple of those.
Well, the first one is Como Me Quieres. What does that mean? How much do you love me? Is that what it means? I think it does. Lady and Man, August 10. Don't know what happens on August 10. Evan finds the third room.
Congratulations, Evan.
Yep. Rules, Friday morning.
You heard a lot of songs about Evan, do you?
No. Evan's not that popular, I don't think. Poor guy. But anyway, so what is this? Is this the same kind of surfy? Well, no. It's kind of... It's kind of, I don't know, I can't even describe it.
Should we just play it?
Yeah, it's guitar-led, but that kind of Paris, Texas guitar.
So a little bit of South of the Border-y influence there.
A little, but also if you listen to the way it's structured, it's like a kind of Middle Eastern scales or rhythms.
Some good honest dirty funk in that bass though.
Oh yeah. And speaking of drummers, listen to this drummer.
Some kind of Middle Eastern phrasing going on there as well.
That's right. This one here is entitled Maria Tambien. Now, I think this could be the single off it, and it's the one which is potentially the most gimmicky.
Most gimmicky, you say?
Potentially. I mean, if you
it's quite a good listen, though.
Way,
it's a good listen.
It is good. Whole album is really good, but it's to me, it's totally about this vibe. It really vibes. Here we go.
It's a little bit soundtracky, a little bit sort of it's almost Muzak-y to a point, you know, like, but just in the structure of it. But oh, that doesn't make any sense at all, Mike. My head, it does.
Pretty cool three-piece band, I would say.
Yeah.
Laura Lee, the lady whose haircut was mentioned by Sarah. She's the bass player and is credited as the vocalist. There is never any lead vocals on this record. When there's vocals, they are in the same way.
Sort of thing.
That kind of thing, and going along with...
Well, that's a hand clap, that's not a vocal.
Well, there's that as well. I do like this drummer.
Nice production too, very nice production. So that's Karangbin.
Yep. The album is called Con Todo El Mundo. What does that mean? For all the world or something? Something about all the world. The Karangbin, I don't know what that means. It's on the version we are getting in this country, and we have in our store, Southbound Records, is on Nighttime Stories. They have done a limited edition of 2000 on off-white colour. The one we're holding, the one I'm holding, is number 502. So you'll be able to buy that.
All right, Troy, those are all available at Southbound Records now?
Yes, indeed.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
That's From the Crate.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White Spikes.